everyone. It is Monday. We are in the last week of February, so come on in and grab your cuppa. If you're new here, I am Rebecca, aka Mental Girl, and I'm here to share my feelings, thoughts, and opinions and try to help others working through anxiety, anger, stress, using the tools that I've used that have really, really helped me out. Please take me with a grain of chat. These are my opinions. Of course, you have to take care of you and do what's right for your body, your spirit, your soul. But if something works here and makes you feel better, then I am very, very pleased, because that's the goal. That is the goal. And I feel like I have a lot of experience with anxiety, and I have a lot of experience working through anxiety. That's why I share here on Mental Girl, and also to have a little fun, talk about life, how we get through stuff. Because at the same time that all of this stuff in life is sometimes tiring and exhausting, and you're like, what the heck? It can be funny and delightful, and tons of lessons and journeys and things like that. And they build us up to who we are. And hopefully, when you are doing a lot of self-care, self-aware work, that you're being the best version of yourself for you and others. See how that works? All right. So, part of my ego is trying not to constantly ask how I'm doing. I sure hope I'm doing well. I hope people are enjoying my podcast. I love seeing my listener count go up. So, shares and likes and all of that stuff really helps me out too, to spread the word, and helps others. because I really hope I am helping you guys out there. I don't want to be needy and pushy, because, you know, I am what I am. If I'm not something, I'm not something. As long as I do my thing with my intention of trying to help when I can, you know, that validates me and keeps me doing the work. And of course, I'm always doing the work for myself, but trying to kind of reach out and assist others in a lighthearted, silly way too, is just, I'm always thinking, I'm always trying to come up with new ways to improve myself and help others, because again, that is the goal. I've been trying to make the podcast a little bit more like comic stand-up. I mean, the goal isn't exactly to be a comedian, but to use comedy as I share my stuff with you to communicate, you know, the importance of self-care, self-aware, working on myself, strengthening, you know, the whole mental health deal. That was a long sentence. So what? I don't actually talk like everyone else either. I'm kind of like a goof talker. I have my own sort of language. Some get me. Some might need a minute. I'm just hoping that no matter what, as you listen to me, you feel better, that you stand a little straighter, that you laugh and relate, and you say, hey, this self-healing stuff, I'm going to do more of that. Because what's the alternative? You know, you can stay grouchy, anxious, angry, overcritical, you know, but because that vibe actually is crappy, you know what I mean? It goes out into the world, it does all this, it's just, yeah, so why not have more of the good stuff? It's like a meal, you know, you don't want to put too much salt and pepper on it. The salt and pepper is kind of like that anxiety and that anger. You sure you need a little bit, because anxiety does have a role, it keeps you alert, and anger does help you, you need to set your boundaries, but too much, it makes the whole meal gross. You know what I'm saying? When you make up all these things and you're trying to freak out and rage about stuff, it just feels like crap, and you become kind of this wound up person, just like spewing out toxic stuff. And trust me, I've been there. It's just no fun. There's no reward. There really is no reward. However, when you work on this self-care, self-aware stuff, you create a balance. You create awareness. Things can get a little groovy, and I love groovy. So I was also thinking that as I work on this stuff, I become more confident. I start to become my own best friend. It's like that needy need to be validated and liked by everyone isn't as strong. And that is a real reward for me, because just like, I think it's marvelous to count on your friends, but overdoing it can get a little exhausting. I feel like also, I don't talk to my friends about my problems as much now. It's, I can work through them. It's just the way it is. And then also, I love making friends. I think it's wonderful, but I don't really have, it's like, that need is diminishing of just, oh my God, I want to be liked by everyone, because you can't win them all. Honestly, when someone gets me and my meanness and we connect and we relate, it's so magical and I love it. But if they don't, it's not comfortable for me to wear a personality that doesn't fit me. It's just too tight and I don't like it. Now, the cool thing about working on myself is I start to see how most things start and end with me. In fact, pretty much everything does. My reactions to things and people, you know. Okay, scenario time. I'm going to give you a scenario because maybe it'll help a little bit with this. I thought maybe I'd try to use these more often. And I will try to use myself as an example, because I think that speaking from myself is a better way to go instead of you. I don't know. I always feel like it's nicer that way for me personally. So honestly, I get annoyed and frazzled and poofed and puffed, and I just want to knock people's heads off because they don't do what I want them to do sometimes. I mean, come on, have you seen people? I wasn't a big fan of school. I've talked about that in Mental Girl. Yeah, school was frustrating for me. I felt like I was just around a ton of over-ego angry people because some of the teachers didn't do what they wanted to do in life, so they basically had a job yelling and telling all of us what to do. And then I definitely saw a lot of, it's teenagers. Some teenagers are just, they're not doing the self-care, self-aware work. And what's really interesting is catching up with them on Facebook and finding out they didn't really grow up. It sounds like they do, but nope. If you were lucky to have a teacher who encouraged or inspired you, yay for you. And I've heard that. But a ton of students had to sit there thinking, and this was like me, just kind of asking, why am I here? Am I here to be tortured? Why does some of this information sound so wrong? And why don't I understand some of it like the rest of the sheep? Why am I weird? Because I look at some of teachers and most of them look like maniacs. I mean, do they go home and stir the pot every night for the torture they'll instill the next day? On and on, you know, I can go, because basically when I even peek on social media, it's like people yelling and basically verbally and sometimes visually torturing people. But you see how I can spiral? I actually just took the subject of school, went to social media, and then all of a sudden it was like, ugh. But, you know, seriously, it never ceases to amaze me how people will put this front up, you know, about how I accept and I love everyone. They post the beautiful memes and the quotes about accepting and be nice to everyone. And then their other comments are about someone they hate or an insulting political post. And because they found loopholes, how the love everyone, everything works. It's not those people or those people. It's really interesting to me. These people, you know, all the people that actually are being quoted, you know, sometimes people are being actually misquoted, but I'm sure that they went through a lot too. I've read that so many, they wanted to say something. Everybody, let's put it this way. Everybody kind of gets frustrated and wants to give someone a little clip on the chin to some jerk spouting off about stuff. But then when you do the self-care, self-aware work, you see the bigger picture. That's the work. They realize if I stoop down low, I become one of them. Crap, right? Loving everyone, pausing, taking care of yourself, being aware of the energy that you're putting out in the world. And I apologize, I went back into the you-ness, so I should probably stick with the me. But yes, I pause. I see someone I don't like. It frustrates me. But I realize I'm not here to do their work. I mean, when you're really in it, it means it includes everyone. That's the work. Is it easy? No. Rewarding? Yes. I mean, I have to snap my little mental rubber band, you know, honk my horn, stamp my foot, yell out. Because guess what? As I gripe and grumble and feel like hulking out, I'm becoming whoever I'm angry at. And no can do, no can do. That's not good for me. So, you know, it's a time-consuming process. I will see things, and I see people handing out all these pleasantries and showing their best sides, and then I see a side of them I don't like. Definitely don't feel encouraged or inspired. I don't feel safe sometimes, or even wanted, or I feel dismissed. But guess what? Those are feelings. The truth is, I have me, And I can do all of that. I can make myself feel safe and encouraged and inspired. Sure, it's nice to find it with it from other people, and I do. I have people in my life that do that. But for those that don't, it isn't their responsibility. And it never happens exactly how you want it to be from other people. Because it's funny, I have people in my life that do all these wonderful things, but then somebody, some sour grape online, and it's like Hulk smash. I forget, like, drop that. That's not important. You know, so work, self-work. What do I want to give to the world? This is what I would like to give myself, and I want to have so much so that it just goes out to others. Kindness, compassion, encouragement, inspiration, and yummy feelings. And that needs to come from within. Again, easy, as I've said before, not always. But once you get the ball rolling, it can be. I mean, give it a try. And guess what? You'll see me out there too, and then I'll see you out there. We can give each other the thumbs up, a wink, a nod, some fun finger guns, like cool, 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 you know, like we could make up a cool code, like, hey, I see you, trying to make the world a better place, and I dig you. And don't forget to say that to yourself. All right, so it's Monday. Start some of the work. Let's get self-working here. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.